Hello and welcome to Jogging for Cake, the Couch to 5K podcast for fat lazy bastards. If you haven't listened to the previous 6 weeks of this podcast, then please go back before listening to this week. So as always, let's get started with your 5 minute warm up walk. So welcome back to week 7, day 2. A huge well done for completing day 1 and for completing the other podcast. Really glad that you've decided to come back. So yeah, we get straight into it. Happy days. So in week 7, day 2, we'll be completing another 25-minute jog, okay? No breaks, no walk run, just a straight up 25-minute jog. You've done it before, you've done it twice before, in fact, so I've got every confidence that you'll absolutely smash today. But for now, just get on with that 5-minute brisk warm-up walk, okay? Get that heart pumping, get the blood flowing around your body and get that oxygen to your brain and to all the other muscles that you're going to use in our long jog today. Happy days, I'll check in with you soon. As always, a big thank you to everybody that's got in touch. I really should just pre-record this bit rather than saying it the same thing every time. But yeah, please get in touch, joggingforcake@gmail.com if you want to give me an email, or joggingforcake on Instagram and Twitter. Loving your sweaty selfies and seeing all your journeys. So yeah, keep doing that. Subscribe to us. Give us a rating. Please, please, please. I will pay you in Cabernet Sauvignon. Happy days. Thank you very much. So just to give you an overview of what we're going to be discussing in this podcast, this is another two-parter. In day 2 and day 3, I'm going to be filling your brains or filling your headphones with some facts about running and what running does to your body over certain periods of time, whether that be a couple of hours, a couple of days, a couple of months and a couple of years. A full disclaimer here that these are absolutely not my facts, so I do have to give full credit to runrepeat.com. I'll put the full link in the podcast description. Not even sure if this is legal for me to just read out someone else's facts, but I'll be discussing them as well, and I'll give them full credit. So yeah, make sure you have a look on their website so they get some traffic. But yeah, so that's going to be pretty awesome. So I've got a bunch of facts. Well, Google has got a bunch of facts that I've picked out a few that I'm going to talk about. So day 2 and day 3 is going to be a two-part episode. Can you tell I have completely run out of fucking ideas? But some really interesting facts coming up, so you've got that to look forward to. But for now, just carry on with that warm-up walk. Make sure it's a nice brisk pace, okay? Get that body moving, and I will let you know when it's time to start your jog. Okay, so we are coming up now to your, I want to say first jog of the day, but it is your first jog of the day, but it's also your last one too, your only jog of the day. So we're coming up now to your 25-minute jog, okay? So as always, you just take it nice and slow. Remember, a snail in trainers, and thanks to everyone that's been using that catchphrase, I really like that. Made that up myself, so I should really copyright that one. But yeah, snail in trainers, okay? And just keep a check on that breathing, just a nice slow, steady rhythm. If you go in too hard, you'll soon know about it. And just slow down, take it easy, and just smile, okay? So 3, 2, 1. Off you go. Okay, so let's start off with our running facts. And I have to say again that these are not the facts that I've compiled or found. Somebody else has done all the hard work and I'm just going to be discussing them, okay? Full link to the source is in the bio for this podcast. What I will say is that all of these facts have been backed up by science. So they're all true, which is awesome. I'm hoping they are anyway. This is what the website's telling me. So, within 30 minutes of running, okay, research has shown that exercise can instantly boost your mood, okay? So we already sort of knew that, you know, it's bandied around quite a lot. But exercise is a mood booster and scientifically proven, okay? Exercise as well, 20 minutes of running, in fact, can work like an antidepressant. So it's a proven antidepressant, okay? I'm not sure how it works, but I'm sure you can find out the science on that. So that's a really awesome reason to run. Another fact about running as well is it really helps you to cope with daily stress and it sort of reduces panic as well. So you'll stop overthinking, you feel a bit more relaxed. It's because, apparently, I'm reading this again now, running can reduce the activity in the front cortex, or your frontal cortex, okay? And that's the part of your brain that is like sort of active about anxiety and worrying and things like that. So a bit of running can ease that. So happy days. Really interesting fact here as well is that running also helps with anxiety disorder and panic attacks. So that's been scientifically proven, and it says that, you know, people who are more physically active were less likely to panic in fearful situations, even if they are of an anxious or nervous disposition, or, you know, particularly look sort of anxiety sensitive. So that's a really awesome fact and a really good fact to keep running. Happy days. I like this one as well. Running gets you high without drugs. So it can elevate your mood. So a little bit like recreational drugs too. Not that I'm an advocate of those. It stimulates the sort of same happy receptors in your brain, like pleasure receptors. And that's, I suppose, a reason why a lot of people get maybe addicted to exercise. A lot of therapies in rehab, I know, use exercise as like a replacement therapy for other uppers, or, you know, drugs that make you high or give you a high. So running gives you a natural high. Happy days. It doesn't feel like when you're jogging couch to 5k, it feels like you just want to lie down on the floor and cry, but I promise if you keep going with it, it will give you a high. Another really cool fact about running is that it can increase your creativity. So if anyone is, you know, a creative person or wants to be a creative person, then running is scientifically proven to increase your rate of creativity. Not necessarily your rate, but your general creativity. Also lifts your mood as well. Happy days. Okay, here are some facts about, you know, the anatomy and your sort of bodily systems when you're running, okay? So running can actually regulate your blood pressure. Obviously, as I've said, I'm not a medical expert. I'm just reading some facts that somebody else has found. So I'm hoping to fucking every god that exists that they've checked their sources so I don't get sued. But yeah, running can regulate your blood pressure, and it also can improve your insulin sensitivity. So your blood sugar will come down instantly because muscles will use glucose or energy during the run. So happy days. This is one of my favourites as well. That half an hour of running combined with warm-ups and stretching, so, you know, 45 minutes in total, will boost your metabolism for the next 14 hours, which sort of means that you can eat a bit more of what you want and not feel guilty about it. So yeah, boost your metabolism, which is, you know, the key if you're trying to live a healthy life and lose a bit of weight like me. Happy days. Okay, so you are all... already 5 minutes into week 7, day 2. So that's pretty fucking awesome. And hopefully you're enjoying these facts. Okay, this is one for the workaholics or the students or just, well, everyone really. Okay, so after 24 hours, this is what running will do. Okay, a study has found that employees are happier and more efficient at the workplace on days when they exercise. So maybe like you could sort of ask your boss, can you have a day off because you want to go for a run? Or can you have a morning off because you want to go for a run? But yeah, exercise definitely increases your productivity. So that's a really good fact. Okay, another fact for you, and it's one that we have discussed before, is running generally makes you feel more confident. Okay, it makes you think more highly of yourself. It boosts your sort of confidence and, you know, improves your body image. So that will naturally make you feel more confident. So happy days. Running and exercise as well could work as a really, really positive tool to boost self-esteem in children. So, you know, if you're talking about exercise with children or you just want to be a good role model to them, then, yeah, it's really important to boost their self-esteem. I think if we have high self-esteem as children or we empower our children to have self-esteem, that's going to really set them up for life. So that's a really important point. So, did you know that running makes you smarter? That's pretty awesome. So when you run, okay, you will learn and process information faster. So that's pretty awesome. It also shows, for all those scientific boffins out there, results show that running results in increased cortisol levels, and those levels are needed for better sort of memory function and improved information retention, so you can take in and keep in information a lot better. So happy days, you get smarter when you run. So just think of your brain growing and growing until eventually it's that fucking big that it just sort of like flops on the floor and you can't lift it. So that's pretty cool. Okay, some more facts about running. The headline here is that you're in control of your life. So I like this one. So aerobic exercises like running will activate brain area that's responsible for functions like attention control, working memory, or cognitive flexibility. So there's some very big posh scientific words then. I think that sort of means that it helps you sort of with things like focus and your thinking skills, which is like metacognition is a really cool God, I'm talking absolute shit now, back to my uni days. But metacognition is like thinking about your own thinking. So that's sort of higher level thinking, but really important if you want to sort of go a bit deeper. The thing I like about running, and this fact sort of sums it up, is that your body sort of keeps going, even though you're not running, so linked to that metabolism. So when you've stopped running, you'll burn like sort of more calories. You'll keep burning calories even if you're not running. So that's pretty awesome. That's a really long-winded way of saying that. Sorry about that. Another scientifically proven fact is that running will help you sleep more easily and help you get to sleep quicker or faster. It'll also improve the quality of your sleep, mainly because you'll be too fucking knackered to do anything else, and hopefully let you sleep for longer. So, you know, everyone knows like a better quality of sleep helps you have a better quality day. There's nothing worse than not sleeping. It's horrific. Just letting you know that you are over 10 minutes into your 25-minute jog. Well fucking done. Let's carry on with some facts. So the next facts coming up are facts that are only applicable after you've been running consistently for a month. I don't mean for a month straight, that's fucking impossible, but sort of three times a week for at least 30 minutes, but after a month. So it helps you to become, as I said before, a faster learner. So this is really interesting, that running for a month, or you know, consistently for a month, it gives you loads of new brain cells. So that means you've got sort of more room or more brain cells to fill up with new things. So it's really important, I think, especially as you get older, that you keep your brain healthy. You know, you've always got to learn new things. That's how you grow as a person. So if you run, it'll help you, I don't know, learn guitar or learn to speak Mandarin or learn how to, I don't know, cook an omelette without turning it into scrambled egg, whatever you want to do. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Obviously, if you're a student listening to this, that's going to really help with learning new things. If you're, I don't know, professional or in the workplace or whatever, you're going to learn new skills and maybe get promoted or happy days. But all good. We're approaching that halfway mark now, so I'm going to keep on boring you with science and we'll see how we go. This fact now is about breaking bad habits. So if you've, especially if you just started Couch 5K, or you've just started jogging in general and turned it into a sort of consistent exercise that you've done for a month, then running can really help you break bad habits. For me, it was smoking. I started smoking at a very young age, and by the age of maybe 14, I was probably smoking 15 to 20 cigarettes a day. Absolutely horrific, and probably the only regret of my life, a huge, huge regret. And I gave up smoking in February last year. It's August now, February last year. And I don't think I would have still been smoke-free now if it wasn't for running, because it was like replacement therapy. Obviously, if you know, it can help you with other bad habits that you've got. You know, if you've drinking too much or whatever, you can just replace it with running, and it reduces cravings as well. I think that's scientifically proven too. It does reduce cravings for things like that. So that is a massive, massive plus. When you're running as well, it does somehow, and I'm sure this is scientifically proven somewhere, it does help you make like smarter and healthier choices. You'll find one day that when you've been jogging, and I still can't fucking believe this happens to me, I come back from a jog, I just want to eat something like wholesome and healthy rather than like go and order a kebab. It's really weird. Not all the time, don't get me wrong, but that first time it happens, you think, hang on a minute, I don't really fancy a doner kebab. I fancy, like, I don't know, a fucking chicken salad or something. Really strange. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, so more facts about what running for a month does to your body and your mind. This is a really good one, especially in this crazy world we live in, that a study that was undertaken over 6 weeks of young adults who report, these adults normally reported persistent feelings of tiredness, they found improvements in their energy levels and a massive drop in fatigue. Fatigue is an absolute killer if you're feeling tired all the time. So that means that a regular exercise program over a month will help you feel less tired, which is awesome, and it will also boost your energy levels as well. That's pretty cool. In terms of, that was for your physical health, but in terms of your mental health as well, I'm reading word for word here, but Research has shown that running in natural environment work as a shield against mental health conditions. So sometimes going to the gym or working at home can't provide these benefits as much as running outside does, even though I'm sure working out in any context is really good for your mental health. Also massively helps your concentration as well, going back to that grey matter, just keeping that brain active, okay? So I'm like a really easily distracted person. I've got the quote Harry Potter, the emotional range of a teaspoon, and really can't concentrate very easily on one thing for a long time. But yeah, if you're running, it will help you become less distracted. So that's pretty good if you need to concentrate on something. So just wanted to give a shout out to say you are over halfway through today's jog. So massive well done. So just check in now again, just to say, take it slow, keep that breathing nice and steady. Hope you're enjoying these facts. I'm a weird person. I love facts and statistics and little pointless nuggets of information. So hopefully you like them too. Just crack on with those and we will go into part two of all the facts. How exciting. Okay, so the next couple of facts are facts that discuss what happens to your body and yourself after 6 months of consistent exercise, consistent running, okay? This fact is for the men out there. So running can significantly improve testosterone levels. So the testosterone is a male chemical responsible for like having a high sex drive. So if you're running consistently for 6 months, you'll be hornier, basically. Also, one for the blokes out there is running or exercise can also improve sperm count. So basically, you'll be hornier and you'll be able to produce more sperm. So basically like a baby making machine. Happy days, and hopefully that'll go alongside with losing a bit of weight and looking a bit more attractive for the opposite sex if your aim is to reproduce. So happy days. Also in women as well, research has shown that 20 minutes of vigorous running can boost the physiological sexual arousal in women. So, you know, not just the guys, gals, you know, it's gonna be absolutely crazy. Really interesting survey is that 66% of respondents said that couples who run together have sex more often. And not only that, but almost half of them think that the longer you run, the better your sex life. So, you know, really interesting. Couple goals and all that. Happy days. Running can also, or a study has found, an improvement in attitude and behavioural issues. I think this study was aimed particularly at males. But it's interesting because men are sort of generally, and I don't like to stereotype, but generally not good at showing emotions. So, you know, that could really, really help. You know, as this says, suppressing emotions is not very healthy. You know, if you're someone that does struggle with showing your emotions, then this will sort of help. It will improve your attitude and reduce any sort of behavioural issues. So happy days. Okay, so here are some facts about your heart. Obviously, the most important organ in your body, because, you know, if that ain't working, you're pretty fucked, aren't you? So running just 7 miles a week can lower your cholesterol levels. So that's awesome. Cholesterol's a huge, huge problem around the world, especially as you get a little bit older. So keeping those cholesterol levels in check is really awesome. It's something that used to be sort of that you'd hear like a 70-year-old say, got high cholesterol, but it is in fact increasing. It's sort of on the rise in younger age brackets as well. So that's really, really important. So just wanted to let you know that you've only got 5 minutes left of this jog. So you've done fantastically well today and there's just 5 minutes left. In fact, less than 5 minutes now. That's so exciting. So I'm going to give you one or two more facts and then I'll let you know when it's time to slow down. Did you know as well that running improves your IQ? So that's pretty cool. So keep running all the way to the cheer on Mastermind or University Challenge. Another fact for you, training for your first marathon, I know we're a long way off yet, guys and girls, but training from your first marathon can reverse age-related vascular stiffening. So this study confirms that it can trim up to 4 years off the arterial age. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm hoping somebody does. So it says here, in other words, your arteries will be 4 years younger after a few months of long-distance running. And just a sort of general fact, running significantly reduces the chances of a heart attack, of a stroke and other serious complications or diseases like that. So just reducing your risk of a heart attack and a stroke is, fuck, that's enough of a reason to keep on jogging. Okay, so this is a fact for the diabetics out there. Diabetes is a really, really nasty disease and, you know, I have so much admiration for people who live with it every day. It can be so debilitating. But if you already have diabetes, regular running will reduce the risk of diabetes-related heart attack to 20% and eye or kidney damage to 40%. So pretty awesome. Already talked about the role of running and insulin. Happy days. Okay, I'm going to finish this set of facts with one that is very, very prevalent to me. I am the most indecisive person in the world. If you give me a menu in a restaurant, I fall to pieces because I can't make a decision, which is a pain in the ass. In my professional life, I'm all right at making decisions, but in my personal life, shit. So, this fact says that daily exercise can significantly improve your ability to make decisions. So this was observed over a 9-month study and the results were that exercise resulted in 70% improvement in ability to make complex decisions. So for any anxiety sufferers or worriers or overthinkers who don't like making decisions, don't like choosing new things on Netflix, keep running and you'll have a 70% improvement in your ability to make complex decisions. Happy fucking days. Okay, that's it. You can slow down now to that warm down walk. So a humongous well done. You've just ran for 25 solid minutes. So be really, really proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back or give yourself a smile or whatever it is that you do to celebrate. Absolutely brilliant. So really important now that you have that brisk, warm down walk. Okay, whatever you do, don't stop. Just keep walking for at least 5 minutes as a bare minimum. And if you still haven't got your breath back, then keep going. A massive well done. Absolutely brilliant. Super proud of you. I'll be quiet for a bit and you can let you listen to that lovely YouTube free music and I'll check in with you soon. Okay, as always, really, really important that you upload your sweaty selfie or a picture of your view or your fucking trainers or whatever the fuck you want. And hashtag or tag us, Jogging for Cake, on Instagram and Twitter. Send me an email with your picture and your story of your run today, joggingforcake@gmail.com. Massive well done. If you've enjoyed this program, please don't forget to subscribe. Give us a like, give us a share, tell all your mates about it, whatever. Send it. Write it on a post-it and send it with a fucking carrier pigeon to somebody. I don't care. Just get that word out there. It really helps with boosting this podcast ratings and this podcast being able to reach people that it might not usually reach because I can't compete with all those big Couch to 5K companies. And also, I might get sponsored by Nike or Adidas and I might be able to get my Ferrari. So, yeah, I'd settle for a Ford Focus, but happy days. But, yeah, please take that selfie. Or that picture and upload it to social media with the hashtag or the tag or both of Jogging for Cake. So again, a huge, huge well done for completing week 7, day 2. A 25-minute jog is, you know, is really achievable now. I hope so, because in week 7, day 3, you've got another 25-minute jog and then you've completed week 7. I can't believe it. And then it's just 2 weeks left of my lovely voice. So it's been a nice journey, but we've got a bit to go. Don't forget as well, in week 9, we have our special local celebrity guest who I've been in talks with today. So that's going to be pretty awesome. Somebody who can actually run. So really excited about that. And it'll sort of change up the format of the podcast a little bit in our final week together. But when you get home, make sure that you hydrate and eat if you have to. Make sure that you have a fucking rest day tomorrow. Make sure you treat yourself because you've done really well today. So yeah, make sure you have that rest day tomorrow and I will catch up with you on week 7, day 3. See you then.